Got an issue you just can't fix?
On the fence about what direction you should take?
Been wrestling
with a situation that's out of control?
Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
Oh, let's see. Let me reach into the basket. What have we got? It's a parenting dilemma from Jenny, who writes, "My brother and sister-in-law have a very laid-back parenting style. However, lately it's nil on the scale. Our niece and nephew, who are both under 10, are lovely, but now get away with murder thanks to mum and dad ignoring all forms of poor behavior no matter where we are. Their excuse in the past is that the children don't react well to discipline, and so they try to avoid it. I have two young children who idolize their older cousins, but my husband and I are left to supervise and control every interaction. It's left to us to tell off bad behavior or sneakiness, and we're over it. How do we hand back the reins and tactfully tell the parents to step up? Now, have you found yourself in a similar situation? How did you handle it? Text us right now via the ABC Listen app or 0418-226-576. Comment on the post on the RN Facebook page as well. Well, listen, I think a parenting dilemma like this calls for a very special duo. So a big welcome to my ABC colleagues, Rowan and Alex Barwick. Rowan, Alex, hi.
Nice to be here.
Hello, Beverly.
It's great to have you. Now, this is the twist. You are broadcasters at ABC Alice Springs, but you're married to each other and you parent together. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So, all the things.
It's happening.
Oh, it's on. Rowan, give me a little idea of the family picture. How many kids? Do you have any cousins? Are they terrors? What's the story?
We're very fortunate, actually. We've got three kids, and we have quite a few cousins, and they all get on really well with the cousins. And I think we're in a very fortunate relationship that they get on well with the cousins, and the cousins are very well behaved. In fact, some of their cousins are probably better behaved than our kids.
So your kids might be Jenny's niece and nephew.
Well, yeah, maybe they are.
Penny only just dropped then, Beverly. It could actually be our kids.
Maybe we're the bad ones.
Have a talk with your in-laws.
That's true. No, I think that the kids are all pretty much the same. But I completely get this dilemma because we don't so much have this with family, but we certainly have this. I've seen it with other friends as well.
Yeah, we absolutely do, because you're co-parenting. I feel like, it's the old saying, you're raising kids, it's a village. And so often you're in a scenario where someone else, like some friends, are a lot looser than you are. And the kids seem to kind of have no control whatsoever going on. They can do whatever they like. But I always think when it's at your house, it's your rules. And so in that scenario, it's okay. You know, I don't think Jenny needs to say anything. She essentially just does her parenting when it's on her time.
Now, I want to come to, I think, the thorny, unspoken thing that we're circling around in this too hard basket, and that's the issue of being judgmental of other people's parenting. Mm. Let's be honest. It's hard not to be judgmental about other people's parenting. Alex, what do you think?
I think it's true. I think most parents think, you often beat yourself up, right? But you also often think that you're doing the best and that what you're doing is probably the best way. So it's true. You're often, even when you're struggling, you're like, but I'm pretty sure this is the right way. So you can see other things happening for other families and you're like, well, I probably wouldn't do it that way. And so that's where this gets tricky, because you think that you're doing the best thing, but everyone thinks they're doing the best thing. And that isn't necessarily the case.
And everyone has an opinion and some unsolicited advice. And there's always perhaps someone older thinking we're doing it all wrong. But anyway, back to Jenny's problem. And actually, I'm just going to be a bit cheeky and push you further into the red zone in this too hard basket with me, Alex and Rowan. I want to make it even more personal just for a moment for context. Are you a united front as parents?
I think we're pretty united.
Rowan jumps in there. Yes, we are.
I think that we are. There's probably a couple of things around the corners that we not disagree with, but we might not be 100% on the same page. But I think we're pretty similar.
Right. And those moments where you maybe are not quite on the same page, how do you deal with that as a couple? How do you talk that through?
Yeah, I suppose we might start talking about it in front of the kids, and often we'll go, oh, I think we need to talk about this later,
not
in front of the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we are mostly united, but there's definitely issues, particularly things around, tech. I think that's a whole new world when kids are growing up now. So, we're trying to navigate that. But I think usually, we take that conversation and have it later when the kids aren't around, because otherwise the kids have lots to say about what should happen. And of course, you know, they can sometimes play one parent off against the other. So you want to have that conversation separately so you do come united.
That's true. And as you're saying, the nuts of this one is, the guts of it, sorry, is the judgmental. And, you know, nobody wants to hear that, oh, I disagree with how you're doing that. And, you know, if you're talking to a family member or you're even within a couple, you don't necessarily want to hear, I don't agree with how you do that. I think this is a better way of doing it. So let's work on that. Because you sort of, you know, it's always a little bit of a hit to, you know, what you consider to be the right way and maybe your ego as well. So it's never an easy conversation. But I do think it's a very important conversation. And in this dilemma that we're talking about, I think it's really important that there is a conversation that happens.
And to be fair to Jenny's, you know, their nieces and nephews, etc. We don't know about the details of why the parents are so exhausted. Perhaps they have gone through the battles and the fights and they realize that maybe things don't work that way. So they are trying a different approach. Maybe a little bit of leeway and space has to be granted there, Alex?
I think that's true. And the thing is, Jenny's kids are younger, right? So she hasn't actually parented kids the age of her brother and sister-in-law's kids. So she doesn't necessarily know what they're going through.
That's true.
So it's
very
really
good point.
It's true.
Really easy to say, oh, look, they're wild. But you actually haven't had kids at that age. And so probably what's going on is Jenny's brother and sister-in-law might be really struggling and might actually need a lot of support rather than being told off that they're not doing things right.
Mm.
So, Rowan, in this situation, how much does the family dynamic play into it? Do you feel like it would be easier to speak to a family member or would it be easier to speak to a friend about how they're parenting?
I think that if I was in this scenario and our kids were playing with kids who were not well behaved and I didn't agree with how they were being disciplined or parented, I probably would encourage them to spend less time with the friends. But I think the family element changes the dynamic quite dramatically, because we want to be close with our family and we want our kids to be spending time with their cousins. So I do think that you probably need to have a conversation at some point with the parents. And I also think you need to have a conversation with your own kids. If they're spending time with kids who you don't think are well behaved, it's okay to say to your kids, I saw that child doing that and that's how their family operates. But of course, we don't behave like that in our family. So we know that it's a different way to do it. And that's how we do it. We respect that that's how they do it, but this is how we do things.
Sounds like they're burnt out and need support. If they're a family, I would just say it how it is. If you're close and you love each other, honesty, even if it hurts, is best for growth. I feel like there's resonance there with our earlier conversation about friendship. Let's just say, Alex, for the moment, that Jenny has this conversation with her in-laws. Any advice going into it? And what if that conversation doesn't turn out quite so well?
Yeah, this makes me nervous even just thinking about the conversation. I'm really adverse to the idea of it, but okay, she's doing it. She's decided to do it. I think, first of all, the conversation has to start on just sussing out where her sister-in-law and brother are at. I don't even know what their relationship is, but if it's not great, well, then it's going to be tricky. So it just needs to start with just checking in with them with how they're going, and then maybe checking in on how the kids are going before she goes anywhere near bringing up her judgmental thoughts around the parenting. I've got real concerns about the conversation. I just remembered when someone, I think I shared a situation going on with one of my kids with sort of an acquaintance, and she dove straight into, you know, dishing out heaps of advice, and it still to this day irks me. I remember thinking, oh, I didn't even want your advice. So I'm really worried about this conversation, and I think it needs to really start around just maybe how her brother and sister-in-law are going generally as a family.
Opens up a big can of worms, and sometimes it can be hard to keep that conversation within particular parameters, especially when it's a family thing and maybe there's something that they might not like about what you're doing. Isn't that right, Rowan?
Absolutely. You got to be prepared for them to turn the tables as well. You say, oh, I just feel like you're being a bit loose with the kids.
You're
getting away with
a
bit too much. Exactly. And then all of a sudden, well, I think you're too strict.
Yeah, you're a helicopter parent.
Exactly. You're coming down too hard. And look at your kids. They're terrified of you and they're over-disciplined. So you have to be ready for that. And I think it's about picking the right moment as well to talk to your in-laws about this, because if you pick the wrong moment, it could all blow up in your face. But if the kids are sorted, if the kids are in bed, if the kids are away, and you've got a moment adult to adult where you can actually, and the heat has gone out of the situation, so you're not in the middle of it like, why won't you discipline that kid? Don't do it at that point. Do it later when you can sit down, have a proper conversation, and everyone can be honest with each other. But you do need to be prepared for some, you know, blowback as well.
Alex, just one final thought. Jenny did say that she feels the need to step in to supervise every interaction, and that every really stuck with me. Do you think that's necessary?
No, and actually there's a bit of the description around what's going on made me think, oh, I do wonder if Jenny is a bit of a helicopter parent and maybe she needs to step back and actually think about the kind of parenting that she's doing. And maybe that's the conversation that needs to have, is actually more conversations with other parents about how we parent and how we support one another. Because it does seem as though, maybe she doesn't have it just perfect.
Well, we don't know all the details. But
that's right. But it's not her job necessarily to discipline, you know, the cousins, so she can leave that.
Okay, well, we're wishing Jenny the best of luck, and Rowan and Alex Barwick, both presenters at ABC Alice Springs, married, co-parents, thank you so much for jumping in and tackling this very curly quandary.